This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
About 3 weeks ago, I think it was now, I shared a message about, does anyone remember what it was about? Sand. It was about, for those of you who weren't here, it was about time management, basically. So I guess I just want to ask you this morning before I start, how's it going? You know, great. We need to be really conscious and careful that we don't just come in on a Sunday morning, hear a word, let it touch our hearts, and it does, and then walk out and forget. So I just want to remind us, myself this morning, how's it going? Are all those rocks, are you just trying to cram them in, the God things, still trying to cram them in? Or has God been speaking to you about how you spend your time that he's given you? I hope he has. He's been speaking to me, so I hope he's been speaking to you about that. Well, today I want to look at one of those rocks. I want to look at one of the God things that needs to be in our lives, that we need to be conscious of, that we need to be thoughtful of, that we need to be deliberate about doing. And so I would like you, if you would, to turn to Psalm 145. I hope you have your Bibles with you this morning or your mobile device, however it is that you read the word, because there's going to be a lot of it. So I hope that you will follow along with me with it. So the rock that I want to talk about this morning, and God has introduced it so well already, is the rock of praise. Psalm 145, and all my reading this morning will be from the New Living Translation. I will exalt you, my God and King. I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever, ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and all your wonderful miracles. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. Everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. They will sing with joy about your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creatures. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. They will tell about your mighty deeds and about the majesty and glory of your reign. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. The Lord always keeps his promises. He is gracious in all he does. The Lord helps the fallen and lifts those bent beneath their loads. The eyes of all look to you in hope, and you give them food as they need it. When you open your hand, you satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries for help and he rescues them. The Lord protects all those who love him, but he destroys the wicked. I will praise the Lord, and may everyone on earth bless his holy name forever and ever. God is worthy of our praise. God is awesome. He is mighty. I love it. Every time, David, when you pray, God is awesome. He is glorious. He is mighty. That is truth. God is worthy of our praise. So what is praise? We talk about praise and worship. We just did it. We have praise and worship. We have the praise and worship time in church. We have praise and worship music. We have the praise and worship team. What is praise and worship? Praise is that psalm. Praise is talking about God. Praise is talking about his attributes. Praise is remembering and declaring his goodness, his mercy, and his grace. Praise is telling others about the goodness of God. Praise is not just hallelujah, although that is a praise. Praise is not just praise the Lord. It's not just a saying that we have in Christian circles. However, it can become that if we're not careful. Praise is remembering and retelling and declaring how great our God is, the one who rescued you, the one who redeemed you, the one who lifted you out of the miry clay and put your feet on a rock. That's praise, remembering and declaring who God is. Worship is when we move from talking about God to talking with God. Worship is when we've entered through the courts. The Bible talks about enter his courts with thanksgiving. The praise is entering through the courts. And we enter from there into the Holy of Holies. And through praise, we enter the presence of God. Worship is when we see the Lord seated on his throne, high and lifted up. And when we see the train of his robe filling the temple, it was prayed this morning in pre-service prayer. Worship is when we can do nothing else except cry, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory." Praise and worship. Why? I want to look at the what, who, how, when, why this morning of praise. Why do we praise? Why do we worship? Number one, this is not, by the way, an exhaustive list. This is not the whole list. I'm going to go through a few things this morning. But the number one reason why we praise is, and this could stand alone, this one reason could stand alone. The reason we praise is because he is worthy. Because he is worthy. He is God and he is worthy. That psalm we just read, Psalm 145, in verse 1, it talks about the fact that God is praised for his unsearchable greatness. In verse 2, he's praised because of his majesty and his acts. In verse 6, he's praised for his goodness and tender mercies to all. In verse 7 to 9, he's praised for his power and his kingdom. In verses 10 to 13, he's praised for his kindness to the distressed. In verse 14, for his providence, his provision. In verse 15 to 17, we praise him because he hears and answers our prayer. And verse 18 to 20 tells us that everyone should praise the Lord. We praise God because he is God and that's just the way it is. He is worthy of praise. He is the King, the Lord of all. The creator of the universe, the one who holds the... He calls each star out by name every night. Sometimes I can't even find the Southern Cross in the sky or the saucepan. God knows every little star by name. He gave them a name and every night he summons them out. He holds the water in place. He measures the earth in the palm of his hand. He is a great God and he's done great things for you. There's not one person sitting in this room this morning who God has not done something great for. The fact that you're here in this room this morning tells me God's done something great for you and he is worthy of our praise. So number one, we praise him because he is worthy. Number two, we praise him because we're commanded to praise him. Praise in the word is not a if you want to, if you feel like it. We are commanded to praise the Lord. I'm going to read through quite a few scriptures now, so get ready. And we're going to continue. I'm going to read right through from Psalm 146 to Psalm 150. The Bible is full. I can't even tell you how many times the word praise or worship or rejoice is in the Bible. It is everywhere. It is everywhere. Psalm 146, praise the Lord. Let all that I am, let all that I am praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There's no help for you there. When they breathe their last, they return to the earth and all their plans die with them. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He made the heaven and the earth, the sea and everything in them. He keeps every promise forever. He gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are weighed down. The Lord loves the godly. The Lord protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and widows, but he frustrates the plans of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. He will be your God, O Jerusalem, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. The word, wow, I'm just about bursting. When you read the word, how can you not let that go into your spirit? Let that wash over you. This is the word of God. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How delightful and how fitting. The Lord is rebuilding Jerusalem and bringing the exiles back to Israel. Church, God is bringing the exiles back. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He counts the stars and calls them out by name. How great is our Lord! His power is absolute. His understanding is beyond comprehension. The Lord supports the humble and he brings the wicked down into dust. Sing your thanks to the Lord. Sing praises to our God with the harp. He covers the heavens with cloud. He provides rain for the earth. He makes the grass to grow in mountain pastures. He gives food to wild animals and he feeds the young ravens when they cry. He takes no pleasure in the strength of a horse or in human might. No, the Lord's delight is in those who fear him, those who put their hope in his unfailing love. God, glorify the name of the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. We are Zion. Praise the Lord. He strengthened the bars of your gates and has blessed your children within your walls. He sends peace across your nation and satisfies your hunger with the finest wheat. He sends his orders to the world. We've seen it this week. He even orders judges. He orders governments. He orders those in authority. He sends his orders to the world. How swiftly the word flies. He sends the snow like white wool. He scatters frost upon the ground like ashes. He hurls the hail like stones. Who can stand against his freezing cold? Then at his command, it all melts. He sends his winds, the ice thaws, and he has revealed his word to Jacob and decrees and regulations to Israel. He has not done this for any other nation. They do not know his regulations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the skies. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all the armies of heaven. Praise him, the sun, the moon. Praise him, you twinkling stars. Praise him, skies above. Praise him, vapors high above the clouds. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord. There's your command. For he has issued his command, and they came into being. He set them in place forever and ever. His decree, Pam, will never be revoked. Signed, sealed, delivered. Praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean deeps. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, wind and weather that obey him. Mountains, hills, fruit trees, cedars, wild animals, livestock, scurrying animals, birds, kings of the earth, all people, rulers, judges of the earth, young men, young women, old men and children. Let them all praise the name of the Lord, for his name is very great. His glory towers over the earth and the heavens. He's made his people strong, honoring his faithful ones. The people of Israel who are close to him, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praises in the assembly. That's here. O Israel, rejoice in your Maker. O people of Jerusalem, exult in your King. Praise his name with dancing, accompanied by tambourine and harp. For the Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let the faithful rejoice that he honors them. Let them sing for joy as they lay on their beds. Let the praises of God be in their mouths and a sharp sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with shackles and their leaders with iron chains, to execute the judgment written against them. This is the glorious privilege of his faithful ones. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise his unequaled greatness. Praise him with a blast of the ram's horn. Praise him with the lyre and the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How can we sit and be quiet? Does it not? We need, and you might think, oh, you're just stirring up emotion, Karen. Yes, absolutely. I want your emotions to be stirred. I want you to get excited. I want it to well up in you, and we need to be in those scriptures. Can you imagine what it would do to your life if you read those out loud every day for 1 week? That took 5-10 minutes. Out loud, declaring. If you don't know what to praise God, he's written it down. He tells you, this is what I want you to say about me. You don't even have to think it up. He is so good. We are commanded to praise. Number three, praise, because praise creates a sense of intimacy between God and us. Praise creates intimacy. Praise draws us close to God. Praise is how we enter his presence. He even tells us, this is how I want you to come to me. I want you to draw close to me. But we actually just, you know, this whole thing, come as you are. You can't come as you are. He says, come, this is how I want you to be dressed when you come and see me. I want you to be dressed in your robes of righteousness. I want you to see the blood of the Lamb. I want you to enter my courts. This is how you are to approach me, with praise and thanksgiving. Then enter into the Holy Holies, and we will talk and we will worship, and you can pour out your heart to me. But let's get the priority right first, church. Let's recognize who he is, and let's praise him and enter his courts that way. Psalm 100. I'm glad there's water up here today, because I'm going to need a lot. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. You know, church, it's okay to be glad. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to show it. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him. This is how we come before him. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues in each generation. We praise because we create intimacy between our Heavenly Father and ourselves. The ability to praise is not based on our circumstance. In all of that that I just read out, I never read once, as long as you feel like it. As long as things are going well for you. as long as everything's in place. Psalm 42. I told you there was going to be a lot. Psalm 42. And this is someone, this psalmist here gives us such a great example of this, of praising God in the midst of not feeling wonderful, not feeling like it. As the deer longs for streams of water, God, as the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him? Day and night of only tears for food while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is this God of yours? My heart is breaking. This psalmist is not happy, Jan. He's not in a good place. My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I used to walk among the crowds of worshippers, leading. I even led the great procession into the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. Why am I so discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? He's down. He's discouraged. He's sad. But he says, I will. Here's a choice, church. I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Saviour and my God. Now I'm deeply discouraged, but I will remember you. Even from the distant Mount Hermon, the source of the Jordan, from the land of Mount Mizar, I hear the tumult of the raging seas as your waves and surging tides sweep over me. Each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me, and through each night I sing his songs, praying to the God who gives me life. O God, my rock, I cry, why have you forgotten me? Even when we think God, when we think God's forgotten us, he's able to praise. Why must I wander around in grief, oppressed by my enemies? They taunt, their taunts break my bones. They scoff, where is this God of yours? And he repeats the same words. Why am I so discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him, my Saviour and my God. This psalm is the perfect example. This man is in grief. His enemies are taunting him. They're even questioning, where's this so-called God of yours? He feels like the waves are just overtaking. Anyone ever felt like that? Maybe you feel like that now. Yet I will praise the Lord. I will make a choice. Let's go to the New Testament, just so that your Bible doesn't get worn out in Psalms. Let's go to Acts 16. Paul and Silas. Now, I know that you know this story, many of you, some of you may not. They're not in such a great place, Paul and Silas, here. Let's start at verse 16. One day, I won't read all that to you. You'll be sick of my voice. Paul and Silas are going down. We know they're going down to the place of prayer. They meet a slave girl who has a spirit in her and they cast the spirit out. Everyone gets really mad at them because their hopes of wealth have now been dashed. So they grab Paul and Silas. They drag them before the authorities. The whole city is against them. Have you ever had a whole city against you? I've had people not happy with me, but a whole city is against them. They ordered them stripped and beaten. They were actually severely beaten and they're thrown into prison. And not just thrown into prison, the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and he clamped their feet in the stocks. It's as bad as it's going to get. It's bad. Certainly not good circumstances, yet, verse 25, around midnight, which indicates to me it's the darkest of times. Paul and Silas were what? Oh no, God, what are we going to do? Oh, my feet hurt. It stinks in here. I was really, God, doing what you asked me to do after all. I was going to pray, God, and I don't think it's fair. I was doing the right thing. And look where I've ended up. It's uncomfortable. I'm hungry. I'm tired, God. No. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And they were doing it so loud that the other prisoners were listening. They could hear them. And suddenly there was a massive earthquake and all the prison was shaken to its foundation. All the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off. Praising God in a bad circumstance. Praising God when you don't feel like it. Praising God because he's worthy. Praising God because he's done great things for you. And the fruit of that was a whole lot of people got saved and brought into the kingdom of God. King Jehoshaphat, 2 Chronicles 20. You're allowed to look in the index if you don't know where Chronicles is. 2 Chronicles 20, June. In 2 Chronicles 20, we read about King Jehoshaphat. We read about the people of Israel. And they're in a rock and a hard place. All of the armies have declared war on Jehoshaphat. And messages have come and said, there is a vast army marching against you. And Jehoshaphat was actually terrified by this news. So he didn't deny the situation. He was in a hard place. All these enemies are coming against him. And it was impossible for him to be victorious in the natural. Now, let's see how he responded to that. Verse 5, Jehoshaphat stood before the community of Judah and Jerusalem in front of the new courtyard at the temple of the Lord. He prayed. Now listen to this prayer because it's a prayer of praise. O Lord God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. This is praise. You are ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty and no one can stand against you. O our God, did you not drive out those who lived in this land when your people arrived? And did you not give this land forever to the descendants of your friend Abraham? Your people settled here and built this temple to honor your name. They said, whenever we're faced with a calamity such as war, plague, or famine, we can come to stand in your presence before this temple where your name is honored. We can cry out to you to save us, and you will hear us, and you will rescue us. And now see what the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir are doing. You would not let our ancestors invade those nations when Israel left Egypt, so they went around them and did not destroy them. Now see how they reward us. For they have come to throw us out of your land, which you gave us as an inheritance. O our God, won't you stop them? We are powerless against this mighty army that is about to attack us. We don't know what to do, but we are looking to you to help us. He praised God in front of everybody. He gathered everyone together who knew exactly what was going to happen. They were all scared and he said, God, you are God alone. You are worthy of worship. You're the one who's He started retelling all the mighty acts to build the people's faith, to draw them closer to God. Then he gathers all the people speaks to them. So verse 13, I think, as all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, this is everybody, little ones, wives, children, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the men standing there. So what's happened here? The praise has created an intimacy with God and God now starts speaking to them and telling them this is what I want you to do. They've praised, they've declared the goodness of God, and now worship has opened up and an intimacy has opened up and God starts speaking to them. He said to the people, listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, listen, King Jehoshaphat, this is what the Lord says. Don't be afraid, don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And then he goes on to give instructions. And the instructions are that the worshippers go out first. Not the army, not the bravest, not the strongest, fittest, biggest weapon. The worshippers go out first. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness, and on the way, Jehoshaphat stopped them and said, listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed. Verse 22. At the very moment they began to sing and give praise to the Lord, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves. And what actually happened was they all killed each other. And they didn't have to lift a finger. Praise positions us to hear from God. It allows us to hear God. We get things in perspective. Rather than coming and, you know, listing off how all the negative things, God knows those things. And yes, we can share those, but let's do it in the right order. Let's go with praise and remember who we're addressing. Let's remind ourselves who we're addressing. Choosing to praise God in the difficult circumstances of life doesn't mean that the circumstances we're in aren't real. These people knew what was going on. They didn't just bury their head in the sand and say, oh, la, 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 it's not happening to me. They acknowledged the situation. They knew exactly what was going on, but they knew what to do about it. Every day I will praise you. I will praise you forever. Choosing to praise God is not anything about your circumstances. It's all about him and who he is. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. In other words, I will praise you now. I will praise you in the future. I will praise you in eternity. Number four, we have been created to praise. Isaiah 43:21 says, this people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. So he says, I've created you. This is why, so that you can declare my praise. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's why you're called. That's why you're chosen. That's why he says you're a royal priesthood, so that you can proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Why do we praise? Because he's worthy. Why do we praise? Because we are commanded to praise. Why do we praise? Because it creates intimacy between ourselves and God. And why do we praise? Because we have been created to praise him. It's in your DNA to praise God. Very briefly, I want to just look at how we praise God. How do we praise? Number one, open your mouth. Write that down. It's profound. Write that down, Melinda. How do we praise God? Open your mouth. Make a sound. I know for some that's uncomfortable. Psalm 150, we read it before, it says, we make a noise. And I know that might not be natural for some. It might feel uncomfortable to take your hands out of your pocket, to clap, to raise, to say. You might be embarrassed. I understand that. I understand that. Jesus made himself so uncomfortable for you. He got out of his comfort zone for you. The least we can do is to praise him. We make a noise. And you know what? Praise is actually not for your pleasure. Praise is not about making you feel good. Praise is not about whether you feel comfortable or embarrassed. It's for God's pleasure. Praise is purely for God's pleasure. God knows our situations. He knows the hard times and the heartaches we face and endure, and what pleasure it brings him when he sees his children choose to praise and worship him in the middle of those times. What pleasure it brings the father when his children declare their love for him by choosing to declare his goodness and mercy and the mighty things that he's done for them. What pleasure it brings the father when we choose praise over pity. What pleasure. He knows the situation that you're in. He knows if things are good or hard or easy or sad or your heart is breaking. He knows that. And what pleasure it brings him when he sees his children choose to recognize who he is and put him above every circumstance and every feeling. In Daniel 3, you can read this at home. I'm not going to read it all out to you. In Daniel 3, you read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these are the three guys that get thrown into the furnace and they're rescued from that. That, I've never been threatened to be thrown into a furnace before. Yet. I don't know if you have. That's a hard place. To be faced with death. And yet these guys, listen to what they say to King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 3:16. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego replied, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the god, the gold statue you have set up." These three men refused to bow down and worship any other god. In the midst of that trial, they worshiped God. They declared, "Our God is able, and even if he doesn't save us, we know that's going to work out for our good. He's going to deliver us from your power, and we will never worship any other god." And so listen to what King Nebuchadnezzar said when the three came out of the furnace untouched. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. He sent his angel to rescue his servants who trusted in him. They defied the king's command and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any other god except the God. Let's make the same statement, church, that these three men made in their crisis. Let's say to the enemy, "I want to make it clear to you that even in this crisis, even if God allows this in my life, I know I'm in his hands, but I want to make it clear to you, enemy, he is the God of all. He is the one true God, and I will not worship this situation." Because that's what we do when we enter into pity. We're worshiping the situation we're in. We're putting that higher than God. Let's make it clear. We will only praise the one worthy of our praise. Praise is not only about words, it's about our actions. Praising God is about being. It's about being his people. It's about being salt and light. It's about being his witnesses. It's about living a life worthy of the calling. It's about being who he created us to be. It's about being obedient. That is all praise. You are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You were called, you were made, it was destined that you would proclaim the praises of him who called you. So let's finish up. Let's recap. Why do we praise? Number one, and if you go away with one thing from today, we praise because he's worthy. He is worthy. We praise because we're commanded to praise. We praise because it creates intimacy. Do you crave intimacy? with God? Do you want to hear his voice? Do you want to enter his? Then you praise him. You were created to praise. How do we praise? Speak about his goodness and his mercy. Get your Bible out. Open Psalms. Read Psalm 145 through to 150 once a day for the next week. That's praising God. Tell someone of something mighty he's done for you. Live a life worthy of your calling. Live a life of obedience. When do we praise? Praise God. We praise God today. We praise God tomorrow. We praise God in eternity. We praise God in the good times. We praise God in the trials of life. There is never a time when he is not worthy of our praise. Amen. I'm going to ask the worship team to come back and we're going to sing that first song we sang this morning, Praise Him. And I love it when God does this. I was very excited when I saw Jill's song list for the week because we hadn't talked about this. I'm like, yes, God. If he can organise a song list, church, he's worthy of praise. Won't you stand with me? We're going to sing this song. We're going to praise him. And I just want you this week to have that rock in place of praise. Thank you, Jill. We praise you. We thank you because you are great. You are mighty, you are awesome, you are our deliverer, you are our redeemer, you are our restorer, you are the rock of our salvation. You've lifted me from the miry clay and set my feet on a rock. The path before me, you've gone before me, you've made a way. You're a promise keeper, a way maker, a healer. God, you are working in this place and we will declare the praises of our King because you are worthy and we are your people. We love you, God. We worship you. We adore you. Let your name be glorified in our hearts, in this place, in our families, in this country, in this world, God. Bless your name today, tomorrow, and in eternity. Amen.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Monbolt Christian Fellowship.